Bonnie, I want to start off by talking about Michelle Obama. How would you rate Michelle and the job she's doing as First Lady?
I'm trying to think of how you say she's a 10-plus. She hit the ground running. She knew what she wanted to do, and instantly, without any break-in time, set about doing it, which was to reach out to many, many more kinds of people. And then we've had the opportunity in this recent days to see her absolutely a star on the world stage. Every move she made, the London newspapers just wrote and wrote about. She now they're on the continent, and I'm sure they will be the same kind of coverage. But she simply swamped the 20-nation summit with her presence and her activities.
Which former First Lady does she remind you most of?
And Michelle is cutting a new pattern. She reminds me of a cross-section of people. There is a big slice of Eleanor Roosevelt, who was very concerned with shining her light into the darkness of the forgotten people in this country during those Depression years. She is partly Lady Bird Johnson, wanting to make things more beautiful. She set about planting a vegetable garden in the White House grounds, on the White House grounds. That's something that Lady Bird would have certainly approved of. She was like Jackie Kennedy in that she has a great sense of fashion and doesn't mind being ahead of the game on that. So she's got a blend of many of the best attributes of several of our first ladies.
We took a recent poll and we asked the respondents which of the following first ladies that they would like to see Michelle follow in the tradition of, and mentioned Barbara Bush, Laura Bush, Hillary, Jackie Kennedy, Nancy Reagan, and Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm just curious, you covered all of these, well, probably with the exception of Eleanor,
yes.
But would you like to see her follow in the tradition of one of these?
No, not one of those necessarily, because I think that list omits the most crucial person that she might be following, and that's Lady Bird Johnson. Lady Bird Johnson never set a foot wrong. She never caused any problems in the White House, but she did things. Her beautification program across the country left lasting imprints that this nation still appreciates. So how she could, she must be included on that list. And I would say that certainly Michelle would take a lot of comfort in what she could see that Lady Bird did. On the others, of course, Eleanor Roosevelt would have been a great, historic figure in that she shone her light on economically distressed families, on the woes that America was facing and needed to address. I think Michelle will not do as much of that, but I think she has already shown that, for example, she turned up on a Sunday morning with absolutely minimal press. Maybe one reporter was allowed, working in a soup kitchen for the homeless here in Washington. Now, none of the others have ever done that, and she did it with minimal publicity. So I think she has a very deep social conscience, and I see a lot of Eleanor Roosevelt in that. I think she also has a sense of style that has beguiled, particularly on her trip to Europe. Every time she sets foot out of their quarters, the British press is just falling all over to write about Michelle. She has a sense of style like no other lady since Jacqueline Kennedy. She wears clothes that are quite daring and very fashionable, very chic. So I think she can be compared to a number of the other first ladies, but certainly to the activists on the list.